This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Bisexuality.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. You were listening to Gold Frap. That was ooh la la. Oh, God, I'm feeling ooh la la tonight. You're on Triple Bypass. I'm Anthony.
And I'm James.
And you're here joining us for another Tuesday night to discuss things that are happening in our community. I'm talking about the bisexual community.
Yeah, we have one of those.
We do.
It's sometimes not super visible, but yes, we have one. And it's a little bit disappointing when it's not recognised, which happens.
Who did what now, when, how, where, who are they, again?
Yeah, I'm a little bit bi-furious today. Sorry, everyone. I know this is what always happens, but yeah. So we've had a couple of little things, and these aren't incidents where somebody's been actively biphobic or actively, you know, denying the existence of bisexuality. This is more of those little things where it's like you get that sense that somebody just doesn't really care all that much, and it's always disappointing when that happens.
It is, and it puts us in a position where, yet again, I kind of get the feeling sometimes that when we have to point something out, or you feel the obligation to point something out, you know, you become that guy or that girl. You know?
Yeah, I'm not too ashamed about being that guy, though. It's like, yes, I will wear my that guy badge with pride. Yes. So, I mean, there was a little bit of controversy a couple of weeks ago when we had people in Australia who were talking about promoting tolerance in Australia and moving away from these ideas of, you know, embracing or accepting. And a few people got annoyed and were like, yeah, tolerance really isn't good enough.
Tolerance is a horrible word and expectation for us to strive for. I want to be tolerated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's sort of like, you're just going to, yeah, we'll tolerate your existence. We're not going to be really friendly or really positive towards you. We're not going to encourage you in any way. We're just like, we won't actively work against you. And sometimes people can be really aggressively tolerant. And that's happened a couple of times in the last few days, unfortunately. London LGBT Pride March is coming up, which is a huge event. It's one of the world's biggest and longest running Pride marches.
Yes. Where marriage equality exists.
Yes, that is one of the countries where marriage equality exists. Right. Unfortunately, it seems to be a country where bisexuality doesn't exist.
Jeez.
Apparently. Because we have this unfortunate situation where there are no bisexual groups registered as marching at Pride London, which is very disappointing. And when challenged on it, they basically said, well, you know, they didn't apply. They didn't apply. So, you know, what can we do? We can't go out there and, you know, twist their arm and make them apply. I am paraphrasing. But that was essentially their response, that they can't make people apply to march in the parade. And if they don't, well, you know, that's not their fault. But then there's that idea that it's like, well, if you're calling yourself London LGBT Pride,
right,
perhaps in your job as representing this entire group, maybe somebody at your organization might have sort of looked at the little columns on the spreadsheet going, oh, that column's empty. I wonder why the B column is empty. That's very strange. Maybe a few weeks or a couple of months out from the deadline, you sort of go, this is very strange. Let's reach out to the community and find out why the B column's empty.
Well, you one would think, James, one would hope, because even in Australia, I mean, in terms of community services and the way funding requirements are organized these days, if people are going to present themselves as an LGBTI organization, street festival or whatever, you kind of need all the letters represented. And the people at the top end who are making these decisions, I mean, if there were bi people there, that would have been talked about and mentioned and resolved, I reckon.
And there are a couple of little things around it as well. I haven't confirmed this for sure, but some of the things that I've been reading online suggested that there is a bisexual member of the board of London LGBT Pride, mm-hmm. and they are on a leave of absence at the moment.
Oh.
So perhaps it's been suggested, I don't know if this is true, but it has been suggested that maybe the rest of the board didn't pick up the slack. But yeah, this...
You mean
this...
he said bye-bye and there was no bye?
I need to set up a little drum kit in the corner here.
Well, I've got one thing to say to London Pride. Take that.
So, if you'd like to have a chat with us and get involved in this conversation, why don't you send us an SMS on 0427JOY949, that's 0427569949. Or you can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. You can find us on Facebook. Triple Bypass at joy94.9. And you can also tweet us at Triple Bypass on Twitter. So if you've encountered this sort of thing, encountered by erasure, especially or aggressive tolerance, as I'm now calling it,
yes,
please drop us a line and let us know what your experience was like.
Yes, report them. Report them to us, your family, here at Triple Bypass. Again, on a Tuesday night, as we always are here on a Tuesday night, we are going to go to a track just to shrug some of this aggressive tolerance off us.
Let's have a bit of fun.
Let's have some fun. You're on Triple Bypass and you're on Joy. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Peter Hitchener from Nine News. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Indeed you are. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Makes it seem so official when he does it.
It does. And Peter Hitchener is just one of the funniest news reporters, I reckon, on television. He's always giggling. Don't you reckon?
Anyway, I'm James.
And I'm Anthony. This is Triple Bypass, where we are very unofficial. And if you want to be unofficial with us and join in this by chat, feel free to SMS us on 0427JOY949. Send us an email onair@joy.org.au.
Or tweet us at Triple Bypass. Or jump on Facebook and find us Triple Bypass on Joy94.9.
And we had a message from Nathan, who is listening to us all the way in Coburg. It's currently 9 degrees in Melbourne, so I hope you're staying warm, Nathan. And he says, bi erasure happens to me all the time, and I get sick of speaking up about it.
Yeah, that's how it works, isn't it? I mean, it just, you get tired. There's a fatigue that sets in when you have to talk about this stuff all the time. So thanks for that message.
Thanks, Nathan. We should have a gym, shouldn't we? A bi gym where we go and build up these muscles so we don't feel so tired all the time.
How would that work? You'd walk in and people would deny your sexuality and then you'd have to vigorously defend it.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, like, I don't know. We need something to pump us up.
What is the microaggression 24/7 gym or something? I'm not sure I'd go to that one.
Right.
I think I get plenty of emotional exercise. Thank you very much.
No, but we have been talking about London Pride and their, well, I was going to say reluctance, but it wasn't even reluctance. It's their total disregard of putting the effort in themselves to find a representation, a group to represent the B in their parade, and it's kind of left to B people to do for themselves. In a way, if you look at the way the sense of responsibility the community has to other minority groups as well, for example, you know, I know a lot of agencies do a lot of cultural awareness training around Aboriginal culture and their needs, and also there's a lot of trans-inclusive practice trainings that a lot of organisations engage with now, and you know, it doesn't, I just, it's the same sort of thing when they expect people who belong to that particular minority group to be out there doing all that work.
And there's also, the fact is, there could be lots of reasons why somebody might not want to, or might not have come forward and actually registered a group. I mean, the fact is, unfortunately, bisexuals suffer really negative mental health outcomes, can feel quite isolated and can feel like they lack a community. And when people, you know, statistically are more likely to feel that way. You know, a group that's, you know, claims to be representing them might want to put a bit more effort into actually seeking them out and right. let, you know, putting their hand out rather than expecting them to just turn up on their own. There's also the fact that, I mean, I've marched in Melbourne Pride many times over the past decade, and I've been heckled at most of them.
James, tell me, I need to hear about this. I know I've heard about it before. We've talked about this, and I've heard from other people who marched in those, you know, St Kilda Pride, that fit down on Fitzroy Street, the Pride marches, where at one year you even needed marshals on both sides just to keep an eye out for haters.
Well, it's happened pretty much every year. Sometimes it's worse, sometimes it's better. There have been a couple of years where it hasn't happened. This past year, this past January, was one of the times when it didn't happen. And it was great because we didn't actually make any special efforts to stop it from happening this year, and it just didn't. Like, we didn't hear anything, and it was fantastic, which is a sign of hope to me that things are changing. But the fact is, almost every year for the past... God, how long have I been marching in Pride now? 12, 13 years. There's been something shouted at most years, whether it's, you know, we've had people just sort of like put their hands up on either side of their mouth and bellow so that we'd be absolutely sure to hear them. There's no such thing. Repeatedly, there's no such thing. Right. There's no such thing. And it's like, this is a Pride event, guys.
Right.
This is not how people behave at Pride events. And right. if somebody did this to... you know, somebody marching with a gay group.
Right.
Everyone would be justifiably and absolutely outraged. Right. But for some reason, some people think they can get away with it if they're, you know, one of the less represented groups or less recognised groups. So that's pretty filthy. But I don't know if there is a history of that sort of thing happening at London LGBT Pride. I do know that there's a justifiable fear that it might happen. And that could be something that's stopping people from wanting to come forward. Maybe people don't want to be publicly seen walking down the street when they think that they're not going to be, you know, respected. Mm. And again, this is something that an organisation can make an effort to counteract. They can say, we do not support this. Please come to us and talk to us about it. We'd love to actually stop this from happening. We hate that people perhaps aren't marching because of a fear of this sort of thing happening.
Right. It warrants an investigation and for them to actually act and do something.
Yeah, it's just a simple case of, you know, that they care enough to try, just to look into it. And I understand that they're a volunteer-run organisation and you know, there's limited time and energy to go around. But when you've got a really major segment of the LGBTIQ population not showing up to a Pride event, somebody's got to ask the question why.
Yeah, it's really disheartening and it's upsetting. And one of the things that I've noticed ever since... being more visible as a bi, is that you start to, I don't know if this has been your experience, I mean, you've been involved with the Bi Alliance for a long time, so you've seen lots of people come through the bi community, I guess, in that space, but where people have slowly started to sort of come out to me and just to get, you know, whisper to me and let me know that they are also same-sex or opposite-sex attracted and or they're bisexual, or they've thought they've been bisexual, but they've never told anyone. And I just think it's the same sort of thing that when there's a representation somewhere that someone can feel that they can identify that with and perhaps have never shared it with anybody because they're sort of grappling with it. And they're aware that biphobia exists on both sides of the spectrum. We know it does. But when there's a B there, there's a visible B there marching at Pride, at least that's one extra step for them in all the steps you take to affirm your identity to yourself, to start taking the risk to disclose it to other people, to deal with all that biphobia. But at least when there's strong representation, you know there's somewhere to go.
Yeah. And this is the thing. There's also the fact, I mean, Ruby brought up the statistic a couple of weeks ago on this show that bisexual people are also far less likely to be out of the closet than gay people. So, and bisexual men especially. Because there's just so much rejection of it in society, and both in straight society and in gay society. So yeah, that's a cheery topic. But anyway,
it is a cheery topic. Well, why don't we go to a bisexual man right now?
That sounds like a very good idea.
Yeah. One thing that I love to remind people that this gorgeous, gorgeous human being was a bisexual man,
Presumably still is.
Well, people are often surprised to hear that, Freddie Mercury was bisexual for some reason.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm talking about Freddie, darling.
I thought we were talking about someone else.
But we'll go to him next.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, egg on my face.
Well, we're going to put a little bit of Freddie on. So enjoy this. This is Triple White Pass here on a Tuesday night with Anthony and James. We'll be back after some messages and Freddie.
Hi, this is Dolly Diamond. What on earth are you doing listening to Joy?
Well, it's actually Triple Bypass, Dolly. Thanks for asking. You're here with Anthony.
And James.
And we are discussing, well, we're discussing bisexuality. We're making a claim to bisexual space out in the world.
We're being out and proud and loud and other words that rhyme with oud.
Yes, we are. And we've had another message, and message doesn't rhyme with out, but Alan from Altona's texted in and he says, "Hi, gents. Awesome to hear some bi guys standing up and being counted." Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Alan. We are.
Well, this is, as we were saying before we went to that song, the actual rates of statistically of bisexuals coming out to their family and friends is a lot lower for bisexual men than it is for pretty much any other group.
It's about 11%.
Yeah, that's very low.
Why? I mean, we know why. We can, I mean, we've talked about reasons why, but why?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I suppose it's the fact that as far as we've come, I mean, we have come a really long way. I mean, just in the last 10 years, we've come so far on acceptance of other sexualities, but as a society. But the fact is, there's still a lot of homophobia and biphobia and misogyny and all the various other horrible things that poison people against that sort of thing. And it's still really frightening, and people still face a lot of rejection.
Well, it's the obsession with penises, because everyone, you know, I think it's for bi women as well, that once people think that you've had a penis, is it naturally you're just going to always go back to the penis, and yeah. It's just not the case.
Yeah. So we've been talking a little bit about London LGBT Pride and the lack of bi representation there and the fairly weak explanations that have come out about that. Unfortunately, we've also got another little bit of disappointing news. Pink News, which is one of the older and more respected queer news sites on the internet. They've been around since 2005. So, you know, they've been around a bit.
Legit.
They ran an article just yesterday or the day before. Is bisexuality real?
Another one to the list.
And then they added in parentheses, yes, obviously. You know, but it's like,
we're still asking that question?
How are you still even asking that question?
Right.
And the article itself was also really problematic. But it's just the fact that a group, you know, a news organization that represents, you know, the queer community thinks that it's okay to even ask the question, even as a rhetorical question.
Right. That still suggests, doesn't it?
It suggests doubt.
Right.
It's like, it's saying, you know, just as a rhetorical advice, I mean, we're not actually saying that bisexuality isn't real, but as a rhetorical advice, let's just, a rhetorical device, let's just say, what if it isn't real? Yes. Oh, it is, obviously. I mean, it is, but let's just talk about the idea that it isn't.
Right. I know. We have more evidence that bisexuality is real and bisexual people exist than God. People, I'm just sorry. I'm just putting it out there, okay?
Controversial.
Right.
<Where's> so, so yeah, the article itself also has some really problematic stuff. In the original version that has since been edited, they didn't do the thing that a serious news organization is supposed to do when they edit a news piece and actually say, this has been edited, and a little note in italics at the bottom. They just made the edit. They referred to the fact that that wonderful, I'm saying this for clenched teeth, wonderful myth that people who call themselves bisexual are only attracted to men and women and aren't attracted to anybody who belongs to any gender identity or sexual identity in between the two extremes.
Right.
That's been deleted now, thankfully. But it would have been nice if they'd sort of owned up to it as well, but they didn't. But they do still, I mean, they do still talk about the gender binary in very black and white terms. What's still in the article right now, in the version that's online currently, is they refer to bisexuals being attracted to both men and women. And as somebody who has been active in the community, the bi community, for a long time, we really avoid that kind of wording,
right?
Because there are a lot of people who don't identify strictly as male or female, but
right.
identify as either neither at all or something in between, or in a varying state that travels back and forth between those
yes.
two. So it's just awful. I mean, we have one of the leading queer news sites on the internet thinking that they can just run an article like that with a headline like that.
Well, it's very limiting in terms of the diversity that exists in the B and how awesome the B is. And it's also, it's ignorant, actually. It's quite ignorant. That's putting it politely.
Yeah. And the funny thing is the article is actually trying to be really supportive.
I know.
It's trying to be really helpful. And you just read it going, yeah, could you... It's that sort of thing where you're choosing the sporting sides.
Right,
you'd be looking at this one and going, "Yeah, I don't want you on my team." Can you be on the other team?
Right. I mean, I think that this level of scrutiny is important because there are a lot of people who may be bi, especially the people who aren't out as bi, who probably don't feel that they have the opportunity or even want to put themselves out in the position to challenge some of these things. So. I think that people who are bisexual, pansexual, should not have to even apologise for this level of scrutiny, regardless of people who are sort of presenting themselves as if they're trying to be inclusive. But I'm not saying let's go around and kick their asses, like literally. But, you know, nothing wrong with, making them accountable for what they're saying and trying to educate them.
It's being vocal.
Being vocal.
Calling them out and saying, I don't think this is good enough. I'd really like you to do better. Could you maybe do better in the future?
Yeah. Yes, well, I reckon two strikes and you're out. I think three's too many for bi fuck-ups. Two strikes and you're out for bi fuck-ups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's disappointing.
Well, the thing about your comment about bisexual men, and we did hear a bisexual man. We did hear Don't Stop Me Now by Freddie Mercury. I love that song. But the thing about bisexual men and not being out, are you able to speak to that as a bisexual man who is out? Do you still have to get into your bi fury mode, put your bi fury cape on and go out and do the work?
It can be tiring. I mean, it really can wear you down just knowing that that work has to be done and somehow it's never finished. It's a job that's never over. So when I was early in my knowledge of my own sexuality, I came out very selectively. I wanted to be open with people. I felt, and this is not an indictment on anyone who chooses not to be out. People have their own reasons for coming out or staying in the closet,
right.
And I'm not going to judge anybody for that decision.
Yes, and that's a heteronormative idea that we have to be out, by the way. I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, that demand that somehow you're not doing it properly if you're not out. I don't support that idea. But I personally felt that I wanted to be open with people in my life about it, but I was very, very selective because I was quite frightened of doing it, and it was a really nerve-wracking experience the first few times that I did it. It got easier, but it never got easy.
Yeah.
It got less difficult, but never
right.
completely easy. And then there were people in my life who, I mean, I suppose technically speaking, I wasn't completely out because there were people in my family, like in my biological family. I just thought about them. I thought about how they would react and what their beliefs were and how they had expressed their feelings about same-sex attraction to me in the past, and I just went, they're not going to accept this. And basically, I don't need that.
Right.
I don't need that kind of reaction. I don't need that kind of thing in my life. So I didn't tell them.
Yeah, totally. And there's a struggle behind everybody's story, isn't there, whether you're out or not. And I think it's just interesting to hear the cis male... males' experiences who are bi, and for me it was actually the opposite to what normally you would think occurs that bi men are worried that people are going to think they are really gay, and they're just on the, you know, it's bi now, gay later kind of thing. Whereas yes. for me, I was hoping that that's what they would think, because I felt I didn't go through all this hard work. I didn't put in all this energy and try to drop all these signals over all these years and work this hard to get on this side for people just to presume that I'm, like, not at least gay. I wouldn't want people to still think that I was straight. Do you know what I mean? So that for me, that felt, okay, we're sort of heading in the, well, I don't know if we're in the right direction, but there's traction, there's movement.
I'm putting up signs everywhere. Just follow the signs. I've left a trail for you to follow.
Right, right.
I've dropped pink and purple breadcrumbs. Just follow the trail.
Right. Yes, we'll follow the trail indeed. We're going to listen to a song. This one is actually sung by a bisexual man. Actually, I'll tell you what he did say. This is Billy Joe Armstrong. From Green Day, yes. We're going to hear his song in a minute. And he actually, in 1995, in an interview with The Advocate, he said, I think I've always been bisexual. I mean, it's something I've always been interested in. I think people are born bisexual. It's just that our parents and society kind of veer us off into this feeling of, oh, I can't or I can. I've sort of pulled that apart, and I've got lots of different feelings about many parts of those a few sentences, but let's go and listen to his song. Let's just enjoy his song first, shall we?
At least he embraced the B word.
He did embrace the B word, and we thank him for that. This is Triple Bypass on Joy. We'll be back after this.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
And you're on Joy 94.9. This is Triple Bypass here on a Tuesday night.
It's nice to hear from MSHC. They're an awesome organisation.
Yes, they are.
Do really, really good work.
Yes. And we have lots of great community announcements here at Joy, actually. We are the community that supports the community. I don't know. I'm sorry. Look, I'm just going to move away from that. We're going to say thank you so much to Meredith from Carlton, who has texted in from us. And we haven't heard from Meredith for a while, so it's great to hear from you again. She says, loving the show, boys.
Oh, thank you, Meredith.
It's an all-by-boy show tonight.
Oh, we've got a message from Jade as well. So Jade said, regarding Pride marches, the mean queens make unpleasant remarks about bisexuals because they're machismo talking, just being show-offs.
Love it, Jade. Love it.
And she says that there are people who can't see the solidarity in oppression with bisexuals because they're conceited. I don't know if that's true, but thank you very much for your thoughts, Jade. And thank you so much for sending a message in like you do most weeks. Yes. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah, mean queens is going to be my phrase for the week, Jade. I'm gonna test it out and see how I go.
I like her sign off as well. After all these years, the BS is like water off a duck's back. Just show me the dance floor. We'll do that.
Yeah, well, hopefully we've been getting you up and booging tonight. We've been playing some, well, there's been some fun tracks though, wasn't there? I mean, Green Day was, it's kind of a sort of reflective kind of what have I done with my life kind of song.
Yeah, but I always love a bit of Jill Sobule, I Kissed a Girl. That's just such a fun, bouncy song. And it's one of the first mainstream tracks I ever heard that ever, you know, dealt with by themes, even if it was in a fairly light and silly way.
Right. Well, speaking of tracks that sort of get you going and make you, I guess, jump around, I don't know if this is just me, if I'm just self-disclosing here or not, but Ricky Martin is somebody who's, look, I've always enjoyed his music. I've enjoyed watching him and listening to him.
I noticed you put watching him first.
That's right.
See, Ricky's an interesting one. See, there's a phenomenon that yes. I have noticed where...
He is, isn't he?
I'm talking a little more broadly here.
Oh, okay.
There seems to be a reluctance sometimes for male celebrities to, even if they admit to behavior that may be described as bisexual, they seem reluctant to embrace the B word themselves. And Ricky seems to be one of these people. He finally came out after a lot of speculation, and he came out as gay. And then in the years since, he keeps sort of clarifying his position again and talking again. And he's
So post the Oprah interview, where he told everyone that he did he actually say gay?
Well, there's a fun quote of his from 2016.
Okay,
and I mean, I if you're listening, Ricky, love you dearly, but this quote does make me smile. I'm sure I'm not the only gay man that felt attraction toward women.
Oh,
and
there was an opportunity there, Ricky.
There's a part of me that wants to sort of go, well, some might call that bisexuality, but
right.
I'm not going to tell anybody how to identify or what they are or who they are. I just like to encourage people that, you know, don't be too frightened of the bisexual label.
No, don't be. I mean, it's a political term, but it's also it's a friendly term. It's not going to hurt you. It's warm and fuzzy in the bee.
And quite honestly, bisexuals need role models. They need community leaders. They need celebrities who are out and proud. Other communities within the larger LGBTIQ community have some really wonderful role models.
We understand. We totally understand that people who identify as either lesbian or gay have at some point used the B label as a holding space, perhaps until they felt a bit more affirming of their own sexual orientation, and then they were more comfortable with saying gay or lesbian. But B's still home for us. We're still here. We have not left for a reason.
Well, here's the funny thing. I've been running a discussion group for bisexuals for community and support for a very long time, over a decade. I'm amazed at the number of times it goes back the other way. The number of people who feel same-sex attraction and think, and they're looking around them, you know, looking for, you know, information, looking for signals, looking for other people who've, you know, set the path before them, and what they hear is the G word just over and over, gay, 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 gay.
Yeah.
Which is great. There should definitely be plenty of gay representation and gay pride in the world. That's a good thing. Unfortunately, I feel like any kind of bisexual representation tends to get drowned out. And a lot of these people, they feel same-sex attraction and they look at the information that's available and they say, oh, I must be gay. I thought I was attracted to, you know, people of a different sex than me as well, but I'm definitely same-sex attracted as well, so I must be gay because that's what all the information around me is saying.
Yeah.
And for a lot of these people, it can take decades before they realize, actually, I'm attracted to more than one gender. I'm not just attracted to the same gender as me.
That's so true. And I know when I had my first same-sex attraction sexual experience anyway, I thought, shit, I'm gay. This is it. This is how it begins. I'm gay. It is starting. It has begun.
And the fact is, if you think that and then you think, damn, I'm never going to be able to have sex with people of a different gender from me again, you're probably not gay if you're thinking, damn it, I'm never going to be able to do that again. I'm going to miss that.
Right.
It's probably a sign.
But it was. But that's the thing. Without the lack of representation and the accessible information and the know-hows and the people who are being visible and vocal and accessible, you know, the people are left to themselves to try and grapple with this, because you hear gay and lesbian a lot. I mean, once upon a time, not so long ago, this was Melbourne's gay and lesbian radio station. We now call ourselves Melbourne's LGBTI radio station, don't we?
Something along those lines.
Yeah. I think Pride March is now, well, it's no longer the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, is it? They just call it the Sydney Mardi Gras.
They changed it back.
Did they?
Yes. The 78ers didn't like it, apparently.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, that's a bit of a blanket statement. Some people, some of whom were 78ers, expressed annoyance at the change of name, and they felt they hadn't been consulted properly, and it got changed back only like 1 or 2 years later.
78ers, even though Brenda Howard was bisexual?
Well, she wasn't a 78er. I mean, she was based in San Francisco, but still.
I mean, but, you know, from that era, one of the sort of, you know, prominent figures of that era.
So yes.
Well, we're gonna shake this office, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's time to shake it off us. We're gonna go to somebody who can call the bee home whenever he wants to. We'll be happy to have you join us, Ricky. But we're going to listen to you. We're going to boogie. This is Triple Bypass on Joy. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Kylie Minogue, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Well, this was Triple Bypass,
really. It was. It's over for tonight.
It's over for tonight. Sorry if you missed it. But it will be available on podcast on joy.org.au.
Get to our website and check out our podcasts, because we were very inspired. We're always inspired to play by artists on this show, but particularly after we had Katie Underwood here in the studio last week.
Yeah.
We left here on a high.
Talking about lots of interesting stuff and her musical past. It's, yeah, really, really lovely and interesting person.
Yeah, and check out last week's podcast, because the details for her sound healing workshops are on there as well. So check that out and... yeah, let us know how you go if you get along to one of our workshops.
But make sure you stick with us on Joy. Andy Mack's up next with Intense Burst of ABBA, which is his little mini-series. It's only running for a couple of weeks. Looking into the depths of the ABBA archive, finding rare and interesting tracks that you might not have heard before. So even if you're a hardcore ABBA fan, you'll probably hear something new tonight if you stick around for the next hour.
What does a hardcore ABBA fan look like?
I'm not sure, but I really want to know now. I'm going to be Googling that tonight.
Right. Well, we've been talking about being out and proud and visible. I think, you know, I want to declare that I'm an ABBA fan. I love ABBA. I do. I will never change the radio station in the car if ABBA is playing.
Well, that's dramatic. We've had an outing, a full outing here on Triple Bypass tonight. Anthony has come out as an ABBA fan.
Right, I have.
This is historic.
So I'll be tuning into Andy Mack's show next. Make sure you tune in, because there's some really interesting tracks that are played. ABBA songs I have never heard before.
Absolutely. But I think we need to go and make way for ABBA.
We do. So thank you, everybody who has texted in tonight, for Jade, for Meredith, for Alan and others who we haven't heard from in a while. We really appreciate your contribution. Remember, Triple Bypass is part of the bi community, the queer community. We are here for you, so your involvement is always very important to us.
Absolutely. And, yeah, make sure you tune in next week, 9 to 10 on a Tuesday night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.